All right, welcome to the Drive to Stay Alive. I'm your host, Pukan, known for such works as Pukan.com, Pukanzil blog. We're here today just to kind of continue this saga. It's once again a Monday morning, and once again, I am heading to work just like any red-blooded American who bleeds also white and blue. Because, you know, if we don't go to work, then the terrorists have won. And we can't let terrorism win, you know. Fuck that, you know. But that kind of actually, unintentionally, ties into the topic that I wanted to discuss today. And that topic was, do I really want to stay alive? And I know we kind of touched on this last time. And I would also want to point out that I personally, I don't want to die. I don't want to harm or injure myself in any way. I don't want someone to break into my house and shoot me. I don't want, to crash my car and, in a horrific accident. Like, I don't want to die. Like, I am very curious to see where this world's going to go. Not for any other reason, just kind of like, see what technology will bring us. Because remember when I, last week I talked about, how I grew up without the internet, and now it's like, a staple of my everyday life. So it's like, really, the possibilities are endless. But there's one thing that worries me, and that's nuclear war. I'm very afraid that in my lifetime, I'm gonna see either the United States or another country in the world use a nuclear bomb as an act of war. I mean, I don't see how else you'd use it. You know, it's like you use it just to get someone's attention. I don't think that's a normal bomb works to get somebody's attention. A nuclear bomb is an act of war. And I'm just terrified that, it'll happen, just because look what happened, last time in, 1945 or whatever, when we, dropped two on, Japan, and it ended the war, basically. I mean, it changed everything as far as we know it, what it did is it also ushered in a new era. It's like, look at this destructive power we have. And I mean, the Cold War, while not technically a war, it was still just kind of like everybody was constantly on edge, because it's like everybody knew we had nuclear weapons, and then the Russians were developing them or something like that, and so you were in danger every day of them actually using them. And it's a scary thing. And I've never personally underwent it, but obviously because I wasn't alive back then, but you'd have nuclear bomb, it was you remember in school, you had fire drills, you had tornado drills, but you'd have nuclear bomb drills or something, where it's like you go under your desk and duck and cover. That's gonna prevent you from dying in a nuclear explosion, the initial blast. If that didn't kill you, you'd get radiation poisoning. Your fucking school desk isn't going to prevent you for that. But it's one of those things, you can't tell, an 8-year-old that if this bomb goes off, we're all screwed. You have to give them some sense of hope by saying, hey, sit down, under your desk, and the sirens go off, and then you hide under your desk, and it's just everything's going to be okay. And you have to give people a sense of hope, because without hope, really, what do we have, So it's there's an entire generation right now. I mean, ever since the Soviet Union fell, I'm guessing this is what happened. I'm not into history, really. I'm not educated in history. I don't read an awful lot, only when I really need to support my claims if I'm trying to be truthful, but here's what I'm guessing happened. All right, so the Soviet Union, once that fell, and then, you know, it's like Russia, and then a bunch of other countries kind of broke up into smaller countries and everything like that, I think that's when the Cold War ended. Because suddenly it's like you don't have this grand power against us. And I think that's when Russia kind of became our ally, because I'm pretty sure that Russia is our ally right now. Or they're tricking us, just kind of waiting for Red Dawn Part 2, you know, to to come into effect. Because it's always the Russians. Like, there's a slew of, like, 80s movies and everything where the Russians were the enemies. And so I don't think that's the case anymore. And like I said, everything I know in life I base on from movies. And I know that the remake of Red Dawn, even though, you know, I guess it's keeping Red Dawn, which is still true, I guess, for communists, but instead, like, the villains in Red Dawn were the Russians, the original, in the 80s one, and in the remake, it's, like, the Koreans, like, South Koreans or something, or North Korea. Is it North Korea or South Korea? See how much I know. South Korea is the one that, like, hates us, but I think they're still communists, so the red part still works. So that's my knowledge of things. But basically, like, you know, so Russia no longer, they might have nuclear war arms, I don't know. But see, they no longer, like, technically pose a threat to us, because I think they're allies. So then we got to worry about the Middle East, like usual, and then one of the Koreas. So in the Middle East, you got, like, Iran. And I think, like, Iraq, I think ever since we toppled Hussein, like, they have, like, a democracy in place or some shit. Like, it's not no longer, like, under the rule of, you know, that tyrant, you know. So I think Iraq may not, like, really be a threat. Although you never know. Like, they can just, like, fuck with us at any moment just because they're, like, it's like, you know, we're tired of, you know, what the hell's going on here and everything. So they could still be a threat someday, but I think it's more like the shit like Iran or something like that. And not the Iran as in Iran so far away. Not that Iran. That's a different one. But like, so we gotta worry about them. But like, the basic thing is, it's like, and like, this stems from a movie I watched, unfortunately. You know, I wish I could, like, come up with my own ideas or, like, make my own opinions about things, but everything's influenced from movies. But, like, it's this movie I saw, like, called The Divide, and it really fucked me up because it's, like, basically the premise of the movie is, like, it's New York City, and a nuclear bomb goes off, and everybody kind of retreats to this bomb shelter in the basement of the building and tries to wait it out, you know? Like, they're protected from the initial blast, and they're below ground enough where radiation hasn't started seeping in yet, you know? And it basically turns into, there's like 10, 12 people, whatever, like that, and it basically turns into a Lord of the Flies kind of thing, where it's like, once you're now down there, the world outside as you know it, everybody's probably dead because this nuclear bomb, like, obliterated the city. And it's also, I mean, when the nuclear bomb goes off, like, the electromagnetic pulse, like, destroys all technology, basically. Or even if, like, that initially knocks it out, but I think it comes back on after the EMP. But, like, also, it would kill, like, all power to the area. It would kill cell phone towers, everything like that. So it's like, you'd be basically without the use of cell phones or, like, Wi-Fi, internet, or anything like that. And would have knocked out radio towers, like, so basically, they're down in this building, like, in the dark, you know, so they have no idea if they are the only ones left alive. I mean, they're certainly, they saw the blast go off in the city, so they know they're, like, the only ones left alive, probably, in the city, at least, other people might have got underground and stuff like that, but I mean, The bigger concern is, you don't know if this is an isolated incident. I mean, the terrorists could have only dropped one bomb in New York City, but they also could have dropped one in, like, D.C., New York, L.A., Chicago, like, you know, they could have done, you know, multiple ones because, but the thing is, you don't know. So basically, what I was getting to is that these people down there could pretty much be the only people left alive. And they don't know if their family is. So it's like people pretty much break down and just fucking lose it. And when you no longer have rules, like shit just gets like real, and it gets real really fast. It becomes just like an everybody for themselves like mentality, and you will do whatever you can to survive, even if it means like hurting other people and just like just losing your, and people just lose their fucking mind. You're sitting there down in isolation. You know you can't go outside, but like, so it's just really fucked up. And it is probably the most depressing movie I've ever seen in my life. And it's just, it's awful. It's a really fucking good movie, don't get me wrong. But it's awful because you just get to, you really see humanity just fall apart. And what these people do is just downright disturbing. And you know, credit to the actors who, like, you know, were in this movie. Guys like, you know, Michael Biehn from, like, you know, he was like Kyle Reese in Terminator, and he was like Corporal Hicks and like Aliens and stuff. You've probably seen him a million things. Like the guy from Heroes, the guy who could fly and like take everybody's powers and shit, that guy was in it. Probably some other people too, I don't remember, but like those are the guys I remember for that shit. But you don't watch it unless you like, you feel you want to like slit your throat afterwards, you know. It's like it'll make you contemplate killing yourself, because you're like, I don't want to live in this world, you know. Like, if this actually happens in real life, I don't think I want to be a part of it. Like, it's just gonna be just awful, you know. So I saw that and I was just thinking, I'm like damn, you know, like that's, and the thing is, like, a lot of movies, they're pretty, I mean, movies are pretty fake. Like shit like The Day After Tomorrow, where like the super storm comes in and like, you know, the north is, you know, covered in snow, and there's tornadoes in Los Angeles and floods and, you know, like massive earthquakes, you know, that entire, what am I thinking of, 2012 as well, yeah, shit like that. In 2012, there's massive earthquake and half the continent falls off the map, you know. It's like shit like that, like, okay, like we are gonna have tornadoes, and look at this, there's a storm, this super Franken storm or something like that coming into the Americas, you know, like East Coast or something like that. So it's like, yeah, we're gonna have bad storms, we're gonna have tornadoes and earthquakes and everything, but not like all at once, fucking destroy the world kind of things like that. It's just a little improbable, you know. It's Hollywoodized, you know. But like, if something like a nuclear bomb going off, that's pretty much as close to reality as like a disaster movie can be, because we know for sure that the United States has nuclear bombs, and we know for sure that other countries have them as well, and we also know that other countries don't really like us, and some of them probably have their hands on the trigger right now. And it's just kind of like really only a matter of time, and it's one of those things, just kind of like, you know, if you push somebody to the limit, like, how long does it take them to, like, react? You know, it's people, countries, governments, you know, can only really be pushed so far before they push back. And unfortunately, like, America is just kind of like a bully. And I don't really, I wish I could say it differently. But, like, we're bigger than most countries, where we have more resources, more money, more military spending, you know, stuff like that. So we kind of act, I mean, Team America really kind of did have it right. For as silly as that movie is, it is pretty fucking spot on as far as, like, America, you know, world police. We think, like, we're the authorities as far as, like, this world goes. And we pretty much a lot of times go into other countries and just kind of force our, like, laws upon them. Like, you know, like, oh, what you guys are doing isn't right, you know? We know what's right, despite the fact that, you know, we're only 200-some years old, and these other countries have been along since, like, 2,000-some years, like, from when Jesus, like, you know, was born and shit like that. And we haven't been here long enough to really tell everybody else how to live their lives. And besides that, we shouldn't really even be telling people, like, other countries and shit how to lead their lives, because it's like, the fuck, why the fuck is it our problem? That's one thing I don't understand about, like, wars and stuff like that. Who the fuck are we to go tell people, like, what they can and can't do? That's just fucking bullshit. Like, I understand, dude. Okay, we have our country, we have our government, we have our laws and everything. We have our people that we want to protect, right? So, if anybody fucks with America, I'm all for fucking back, you know? You mess with us, we'll mess with you, you know? But don't go, like, stomping on somebody else's land, starting a fucking fight, you know? Don't go looking for trouble. And that's what I think. I mean, if we do get a nuclear bomb dropped on us, much like the September 11th attacks, you know, those terrorists, I mean, I honestly believe this. If we don't go mess around in the rest of the world, those terrorists will have nothing against us. Because, like, honestly, if we don't go in there and, you know, start wars and try to, you know, take shit from, like, other countries, like oil and everything like that, and then what the fuck do they have to be mad at us about? They could be like, oh, they live in a free society, like, you know, and be emo about it and just be like, whoa, why can't we're jealous, why can't we be like them? And we never get good movies like Eat, Pray, Love and you know, Sweet Home Alabama. And I'll be like, hey, terrorists, you know, those aren't good movies. Dude, if you want, like, our Julia Roberts and Reese Witherspoon crap, you can have it. As far as I'm concerned, take all that shit. Like, you know, like, that's not being free, you know? The only thing I have is, the only thing that we're freedom-based is the fact that I could choose not to watch that shit. If you want the freedom to choose not to watch it, don't fucking watch it. But instead, we're going over there and we're shoving this, our culture and our ideas and, like, you know, our celebrities and our music and everything, we're shoving it down their throats across the world, you know? And I think that's why they fucking hate us so much. You know, it's like, if I was a terrorist living in, like, Afghanistan, and, like, I had to watch What to Expect When You're Expecting, or any Katherine Heigl rom-com, like, I'd probably want to blow up the World Trade Center, too. So I'm not saying that it was, you know, our crappy romantic comedies that got, like, 2,500-some people killed on 9/11. But, you know, we might be getting at something there, you know? It's like, they're just like, how many times must I listen to Third Eye Blind? Ah, oh, another crappy Nickelback song! It will kill you, America! You know? So, hey, there might be some truth to that. So, but what, I mean, what we're doing right now is even worse than what we were doing 10 years ago with 9/11 and everything like that. We're going around the world and we're just starting shit. And one of these days, we're just going to piss off the wrong person, and we're going to piss off somebody, because, like, the worst part is, you get a guy like, you know, like, say the leader of South or North Korea, whichever one that we don't like, or that doesn't like us, maybe they both don't, I don't know. But, like, you get that guy, maybe he's a guy with nothing to lose, and he doesn't care about his country, doesn't care about his people, doesn't care what would happen if, like, we would, you know, strike back if struck first, you know? It's like, he just doesn't give a shit. So maybe, like, we just kind of push him, poke him too far, and he's just kind of like, you know what, fuck it, and just launches a nuclear bomb. And maybe he's just kind of like, one day he's just kind of like, I'm sick of this shit. You know, he's just having a bad day. He woke up, you know, found out his wife was cheating on him. His hair looks awful. You know, they canceled Days of Our Lives. And he's just kind of like, you know, he steps on the scale and he gained 5 pounds in like a week. And he's just like, you know what? Fucking sick of this shit, you know? It hits the button, you know? And just kind of just, just fucking loses his mind. And then, because of that, nuclear war has started. One of our major American cities is taken out. Millions of people die. I mean, we're talking nuclear war. We're not talking like thousands like the 9/11. We're talking millions. And then not only that, but then, you know, the cost of, you know, shit going down. And then, like, you lose all sorts of shit. Like, I mean, everything just kind of really goes to hell. Because then you have nuclear fallout. You can't use that area for years and everything like that. So it's like, dude, nuclear war, it's gonna happen in my lifetime. I'm fucking, like, you know, sure of it. So, well, here I am at work, so that does conclude first half of episode 2, The Drive to Stay Alive, and we'll talk more about nuclear war or whatever else happens when we drive home. All right, well, we'll see you in about 8.5 hours. Later. All right, so this is a continuation of episode number 2 of The Drive to Stay Alive. Originally recorded episode 1 on Monday morning, but nothing on the ride home, so here is driving home Wednesday, and I think the first episode we touched on how about terrified I am of nuclear war, and how the whole world is just kind of going to hell. Shit like that. And, you know, whether or not I'm actually going to make it long enough to, like, make something of my life. So that's kind of, like, something that terrifies me on a daily basis. But the next thing I didn't even think about until recently, and that's because Hurricane Sandy happened on the east coast of the United States. And the crazy thing is, man, that, like, this shit's more real than, like, I really think this shit's more real than, like, a nuclear bomb. Because the thing is, like, it takes, like, a pissed off government or a pissed off, like, terrorist, you know, to throw a nuclear bomb. So it's like, when you do that, you involve, you know, human morals and consciousness and all, you know, not consciousness, but consciousness. The conscience would be like, conscience. I don't know the difference. I was thinking the difference between like that. But basically, when it comes down to that, you have the human factor. And the human factor sits there and thinks, you know, is this a good idea? You know, it's like, what are the repercussions? You know, what are the benefits of doing this? They outweigh the positives versus the negatives. So you introduce the human factor, you introduce choice, you know. So the threat of nuclear war really comes down to whether or not a human can pull the trigger. Now, in the case of the future, when, like, Skynet takes over and becomes self-aware and it's a computer making all the decisions, computers just don't think of choices. You know, they just go, like, yes or no. Well, I guess they do make a choice, but they don't consider the possibilities. They just go, like, you know, only shoot nuclear bombs because that's, you know, the enemy. They don't think why. You know, they don't question. So it's like, yeah. But, so that's, it breaks down to this. It's like Hurricane Sandy is a fucking natural, like, a natural disaster, like a naturally occurring, you know, and we're powerless to stop it. You know, it's like we don't certainly decide that we want the superstorm to come in and, like, flood our neighborhoods, down power lines, knock over trees on top of people, like fucking have like 90 miles per hour winds, like, you know, like, and all the damage that comes with it. Like, we don't choose that because that's fucking stupid. Who would ever choose to, like, you know, have a giant hurricane and flooding and shit, like, you know, come and destroy them? Like, that's a stupid choice. I think even people who are, like, contemplating suicide won't be like, yeah, I want death by hurricane, you know? It's like, or people, like, you know, on death row, like, you know, it's like, oh, let's take the electric chair, lethal injection, or death by hurricane. I don't think people, too many people would choose, like, you know, fucking death by hurricane. So it's like, we don't choose to have this shit happen to us. And it's like, it's more real than the threat of nuclear attack. And, like, all these people, like, on the East Coast right now are just, like, experiencing what a true, like, act of God is, you know, just, like, because whether you like it or not, like, dude, God's just gonna do whatever he feels like it. Nature's just, and if you believe in God, that he exists and he has control over everything like that, and he pulls the strings and pushes the buttons and kind of like, you know, controls everything that happens in this world. It's like, so you have to, you know, if you're gonna thank God for the, you know, the, you know, oh yeah, me and my wife were trying to get pregnant and we finally had a baby, you know, like, we finally did it, thank you God. Or are you just like, oh man, I got that new promotion, like, you know, it's just happened, a matter of what you appeared, you know, thought were circumstances that landed you, you know, getting the right job, or, you know, getting into the right college or anything like that. If you want to say like, oh, thank God for this and everything like that, if you want to thank God for all the good things in your life and all that, the positives that happen, it's like, you also gotta then you can curse God for when shit happens that, you know, that you really didn't want to happen. And so that's like one of why so many people, I think, struggle with religion, because the fact that, like, if God's the guy who gives you all the good and, you know, gives you all the opportunities and everything like that, then isn't that the same God who takes away from you shit that, you know, like, you really held on to dear, like your family and your members and your life and all that kind of shit? Like, you know, so it's like God works both ways, you know, and that's why the saying is God works in mysterious ways, because it's like, dude, like, God doesn't give a shit about your plan. You know, God's got his plan for what the hell is going on. And, you know, sometimes it benefits you and sometimes, you know, it negatively affects you and everything like that. And so it really sucks for anybody who's like in the path of the hurricane. And it's like, we as humanity, we build up, you know, infrastructure, we build up buildings and you know, we have tanks and, you know, we have, you know, guns and everything like that. And we have security systems in place to ward off burglars and, you know, all this kind of shit. Like, but what the hell can you do to protect yourself against a hurricane? You shoot a fucking rocket launcher into a hurricane, hurricane's just gonna get, like, more mad and just keep on coming. You know, it's like, you can't do shit to protect yourself from a hurricane. There's only one thing you can do. There's only one plan in the event of a hurricane, and that's run. And the thing that sucks is because, like, run is not a plan. Run is what you do when the plan fails. So if your only plan is to run, and maybe not so run, you, I mean, you see it coming, like, you know, 4 days away, and the government says, hey, evacuate, you know, pack some supplies up, get the fuck out, you know? That's the same as running. The difference between, like, packing up and, you know, leaving and having warning and everything like that is that you, like, premeditate it. Like, running is just kind of like, you know, all of a sudden, like, oh, shit, and run, you know? It's like, so the thing is, like, you're powerless to stop it. And that's fucking terrifying. Like, there's only thing, the biggest thing that's the scariest thing probably for, like, a human is the unknown. We like to try to, like, you know, create some kind of balance or some kind of, like, reasoning of, like, why everything happens. That's why, like, science is, like, so popular. Like, you know, why does the sun exist? You know, what is gravity? Like, we figure shit out, like, why things happen the way they do, because we need a reason behind everything. We need something concrete, some kind of evidence that tells us why the fuck, like, things work out the way they do. And when you don't have an answer, you're just terrified, because you're just like, dude, what the hell? You know, like, this isn't the way, like, things are supposed to work. And that's why, like, people get so attached to things like ghosts and, like, you know, urban legends and mysteries and all that kind of shit, because, like, you sit there and just try forever just to figure out, you know, the answer to, you know, all this crazy shit that's happening. And so when something like a hurricane comes, like, you're just screwed, basically. It's like, if you live within where it's coming to, get the hell out. And some people choose to just, you know, put boards up on their windows and just wait it out. And, like, it's crazy to me, because it's like, dude, I understand, like, you know, you want to, like, you know, make sure all your shit's protected and everything like that, but, like, dude, I don't understand. And that's, maybe it's just, I'm not a thrill person. Like, I used to like roller coasters and shit like that, but now I'm not so much, you know. I used to like driving fast in cars and everything like that. And, like, I'm not a thrill person, because here's my thing. Why would you ever intentionally put yourself, like, in a position where death can happen? I understand, like, death, you know, accidental deaths happen all the time. Like, you can, shit can happen at any moment where it's like, you get in an accident, something lights on fire, an explosion, gas thing goes off. I mean, shit happens, explosions happen, accidents happen. You know, I get it. But the thing is, like, why would you ever, like, that's what I'm saying, like, people would jump out of planes. Like, granted, parachutes work, but there's a chance that it doesn't work. So why would you ever intentionally put yourself in a situation where you can die? You know, like, unless, like, you people really do want to die, and that's cool and everything, if it, you know, that's your thing, I guess. But, you know, the thing is, like, people who drive really fast and cut people off and slam on your brakes really hard and swerve around and shit, like, why are you putting yourself in a position to get injured and die? You know, like, that's fucking just stupid to me. I don't understand it whatsoever. Unless people have a death wish. And there are some people who do have a death wish, you know? And some people are just, like, psycho and just, like, they need that adrenaline rush. And that's, you know, that's why people, like, you know, go snowboarding down, you know, giant mountains, and people climb up Mount Everest and shit. Like, there's certain people who have this thing inside of them that goes, like, man, I gotta, like, you know, I'm sitting still, you know? It's like I need some kind of a rush, you know, and everything like that. And I think those are some same with people who, like, do drugs because it's, like, just being normal doesn't work for them, you know? They need to be on something where they have this kind of altered sense of reality and everything like that because real life is too boring or something like that. I'm like, dude, fuck. Real life is as fucking exciting as it's going to get because it's, like, there's nothing else. There's nothing else than real life, you know? Like, it's real life and then death, you know? Like, I don't know. I think I live crazy enough, you know, just without having to jump out of a plane or drive my car 90 miles an hour, you know? It's like, I don't need that kind of shit, you know? And so I don't get, you know, thrill seekers, and I don't get tornado chasers, and I certainly don't get people who know there's a hurricane coming with 9,500 mile per hour winds, who live on the coast, and they say, like, oh, this is going to bring all tons of rain and 25, 30 foot waves, and you're going to die. And people sit there and board up your house, and they stay there. It's fucking just beyond the realm of my understanding. I mean, I just don't get it whatsoever. So it's like, thing is, like, this shit is real, you know, the hurricanes, it's as real as I could possibly get, and it's more real than, like, war, and, you know, bombs, and nuclear attacks, and all that kind of shit, like, and it's real, like, Wrath of God type stuff, and it's just kind of like, it's crazy, like, but for the time being, it's only localized, I guess, to, like, you know, the East Coast and whatever like that, like, because shit hasn't gone, you know, weird in the Midwest at all here. It's been cool, you know, out West too, West Coast, cool, you know, so it's just like, I don't know why God, like, for whatever reason, decided to smite some people on the East Coast, but, like, you know, like, I'm worried, and it's so funny, because it's like, you watch shit like, you know, The Day After Tomorrow, and, like, you know, 2012, you know, and this end of the world type prophecies, and things like Armageddon and everything like that, and you sit and you watch these things, and you're like, okay, it's a fictionalized, you know, Hollywood special effects extravaganza, like, you know, and granted, I don't think, like, if the world ends, you know, it probably won't be, like, that dramatic and everything like that. But the thing is, though, why the hell not? You know, it's like, of course it's sensationalized, because it's for entertainment, but, like, I love disaster movies, and I don't know why. There shouldn't be anything entertaining about death, and about hopelessness, like, and then all these movies, like, you know, humanity survives, you know, like, oh, we figured out a way to, you know, blow up this asteroid coming at us, or we figured out how to build these big-ass boats for when the world floods, like, you know, like, in all these movies, like, we figure out a way for humanity to survive. But the thing is, like, because I think, like, we as people, we need to look, see the answer. We need to find, like I said, it goes back to the mystery and the unsolved. It's like, we need to have that way where an ending is resolved and, like, things kind of work out for us. You know, it's like, we can't just have complete despair and hopelessness because, like, I think I touched on an episode in the first half of this episode is the fact that when people lose all hope and they lose all, like, purpose, that's when people get the most destructive. And that's when people just kind of, like, don't give a shit anymore. You only kind of look out for number one, and you just fucking lose your mind and everything. So it's, like, it's crazy to think that, like, the end of the world can happen. And I think it's a lot of the reason why people, like, kind of don't think about it. Is because, like, dude, when it does happen, it's just, like, in one way, here's the fucked up part, I think, about me. I'm split, man. Most people would tell you, like, yeah, I don't want the world to end. That would suck. Like, life, you know, would be over and everything like that. And I'm kind of 50-50 on that. Half of me goes, like, yeah, man, like, I kid and call myself an instrument of God sometimes. But I honestly kind of do believe a little bit of that. Like, the fact that, like, I do have a purpose left in this world still. You know, where, like, I don't think my time is over yet, you know? Like, because if my only reason to be on this world was, you know, to entertain a couple people and, like, you know, work at some, you know, 9-to-5 trap. It's a trap of a cubicle. Then, like, that's a pretty stupid existence, you know? Like, granting, you know, entertaining people, making them smile and doing nice things for people, that's always a good thing. I'm not going to take anything away from that. But it's the fact that, like, you know, I feel like there's got to be something more that I can offer this world. And I just haven't found a purpose yet, which has led to this podcast of me just trying to figure some shit out, you know, and instead of just living a pointless life. And so, like, but so if the world, you know, is going to end, and that's the thing, it's like half of me also goes, like, you know, screw it, you know, like, there's nothing left in this world for me. You know, like, I've lived 31 years, and I haven't accomplished a goddamn thing. And so, what's the point of even sticking around for a while? And like I said, like I brought up, you know, again, I mean, I know I'm repeating a lot of things, but, like, they all kind of tie in together. It's the fact that, like, I don't want to die, but if death were to come upon me, I don't think I'd fight it. You know? Like, I'm not going to intentionally throw myself off a building or, you know, slit my throat or anything. Like, you know, I'm not going to do any of those horrible things. Because it is horrible to kill yourself. I'll point that out, you know, like, as many times as is necessary to drive the point home. That I think suicide is absolutely terrible. Because what it does is just, it affects everybody who's left, you know, behind more than it'll affect you, obviously, because you're not here anymore. But it just really fucks up everybody else who you knew and is still here. So it's like, I'll say that a million times, that I don't believe in that whatsoever. But the thing is, like, if the end of the world comes and this big hurricane, whatever, like that, and just be like, you know what? Screw it. You know, if everybody's going to die, I'm cool with that. You know, it's like, if death comes upon me, I'm not going to fight it. So it's just like, I'm torn. So maybe, it helps me understand then the people, maybe the people who did not want to evacuate, maybe they're sitting there thinking, like, this is it, this is the end, this is the end of my life, end of my world, I'm just going to sit here and accept it, you know, I'm not going to try to fight it, I'm not going to run away. So actually, maybe that does make a lot more sense than I originally thought. Maybe they're not sitting there for the thrill of it, to ride out the storm and to feel the thunder and the wind and the water. Like, maybe not. It's not so much about thrill. Maybe it is more about accepting, you know, your demise and accepting, you know, the end of your life. And it's just like, you'll see it sometimes in, like, you know, hospital patients or something like that, who, like, have, you know, cancer multiple times and all these things go wrong. That eventually they just give up because they're like, I can't fight this anymore. I'm not strong enough. I don't have what it takes to, you know. And so, like, I don't know what to think about it, man. But it's just like, it terrifies me, I guess. You know, just the fact that, like, it can happen. And just, like, you know, like, I don't know what to do. You know, if the world were to end, dude, what do I got to show for it, man? Like, I really got nothing. It's like, I've just led just a really sad and depressing and just ridiculously, like, meaningless life. So, thing you say, like, well, I'll do something about it, you know? Well, it's just not that easy. You know, like, how can you... And that's the thing, I mean, the one thing, the probably thing that's bothered me forever is the fact that, like, you know, it's like, yeah, if something's wrong, make a change and everything like that. But here's the problem is, how can you go out and find the answers if you don't even know what the questions are? And it's just like, how could you go out searching for something, but you don't even know what you're looking for? You know, it's like, I know there's a part of me that's lost. I know, like, my life isn't filled, like, the way, like, I want it to. But I can't put my finger on what the problem is. And so, that's why, like, I work at a job where it's just easy. I can get by. Which basically sums up the fact that, like, I've just coasted through life. The only reason I do anything is either because someone told me to do it, or out of necessity. You know, like, the only reason, like, for instance, like, college. I didn't want to go to college, but my parents are like, hey, go to college, you know? The only reason I work a job is because I paid a lot of money to go to college, you know? Like, it's ridiculous. I just don't know. I don't know what to go with that anymore, but... God, now I'm just really upset. Like, just really, just losing my mind right now because, just when you question your own mortality and you question, you know, your purpose in this world and your will to stay alive and everything like that, if you're looking at it and you're trying to figure out, like, reasons why you should do something, you end up sometimes also finding out the reasons why you shouldn't do something. And that's the scary part. Like, I could tell you, I can give you a list of 10 things right now if I wanted to about why I should still be alive and why I should enjoy life. But when you can also give a list of 10 reasons why I shouldn't, that's scary, the fact that you can do that. So, but don't worry, you know, I gotta stick around a little bit to at least talk this over a little bit longer. So, suppose, you know, even though I talk shit about him and I gotta pop, you know, puss out some jokes and everything like that, I do feel bad about all the people, in the path of the storm and who lost, you know, their things or their family members because of it. And it's really fucking, it's really awful. And, I hope, you know, for their sake that God has a better purpose. Something, you know, something good will happen during this tragedy. And, if we're all gonna die, I guess I might as well go get a drink and, you know, yell out into the, you know, sky going, you know, let's go. All right, pal, take me now. So, sorry. That's all I got for right now. I'm actually home, so what I'm going to do is say see you later. Thanks for checking out everything in here on Pukanzo Blog, listening to these Drive to Stay Alive. And I hope you enjoy all the rest of the content that I provide for you at, you know, Pukan.com, here on the blog, the Daily Burner, and whatever other venues I may take to entertain or to make you think or something like that. So, hey, man, I know it's hard at times. I know a lot of obstacles get thrown in your way. And although it doesn't always feel like it, but, dude, just, you know, try to stay alive. Try to live new adventures. Try to, you know, figure out a reason for everything. Keep on pushing, man. Because life, you know, you only got one life. You only got one shot at it, you know. Might as well make the most of it. Just, man, keep on living, all right? Take care.